Sahib Dada's Agnya, Our Way to Salvation. Hetan Bhai Patel, CA, Mumbai. Guru Agnya. Significance of Guru Agnya. Humongous tussle encountered while following the Agnya, and the final outcome is all bundled in this real life-threatening incident that I am motivated to share with Hari Bhakto purely as a tribute to Guruvarya Param Pujya Sahib Dada. Background. Sometime in the year 1992, a British nun by the name Pujya Stephanie was driving on A40 passing by Anupam Mission, Denham, UK, when, in her own words, she felt a divine force pulling her to enter the temple campus. With a curious mind, she followed the divine power and was warmly greeted by Pujya Himmat Swami. She inquired about the history and background of Anupam Mission, and on seeing Param Pujya Sahib Dada's Murti, Pujya Stephanie started communicating with the Murti as if Param Pujya Sahib Dada was present before her in person. In fact, Param Pujya Sahib Dada was then physically present in Mogri. Pujya Stephanie started praising Param Pujya Sahib Dada's divinity and proclaimed that in 100 years one such soul is born. She expressed the desire to meet Param Pujya Sahib Dada, and for that she was willing to travel from UK to Brahmajyoti Mogri, India. Plans were finalized for Pujya Stephanie with her sevak to travel to Anupam Mission Mogri via Mumbai. However, on the scheduled date, sudden plans were made for Param Pujya Sahib Dada to travel for a few days to far distant villages of Gujarat for some satsang work. That's when Param Pujya Sahib Dada called me to host Pujya Stephanie and her sevak at my residence in Varsova, Mumbai, for a few days until Param Pujya Sahib Dada returned to Brahmajyoti. During Pujya Stephanie's stay with us, she disclosed her supernatural powers to us, that she could see the past and the future of the person in front of her. We were delighted to hear from her that Sahib Dada is the divine messenger of God. Amongst many anecdotes shared, Pujya Stephanie revealed my past and present life, completely true as if she was reading a book. This gave us the faith that Pujya Stephanie had supernatural divine powers. It was then that she got serious and shared a message about my family, consisting of my spouse Anita and daughter Prarthana, aged about 3. She said it would be disastrous for us to have a second child because she could see that this would result in the demise of the mother or the newly born child. Anita and I took this instruction seriously, as though it was a straight agnya from Param Pujya Sahib Dada, with the logical understanding that 1. Pujya Stephanie has come into our life because of Param Pujya Sahib Dada, and 2. Generally, Param Pujya Sahib Dada would refrain from getting into such worldly talks, so he spoke to us through Pujya Stephanie. At Mogri, Pujya Stephanie routinely started revealing past and future circumstances of many satsangis, at times also divulging dark secrets about a family member to another, creating a rift amongst family members. Within hours of this happening, Param Pujya Sahib Dada immediately reprimanded her to stop because Anupam Mission's goal is to cultivate harmony, unity, and affection amongst the family and society at large. My spiritual growth trajectory. As per my spiritual growth trajectory designed by none other than Param Pujya Sahib Dada, in a few months post meeting Pujya Stephanie, Anita conceived with our second child. With complete clarity and faith that the agnya of not having a second child is from Param Pujya Sahib Dada, although communicated through Pujya Stephanie, we immediately scheduled an abortion for the next morning at 8 a.m. The previous evening, I thought to myself that such an important decision had to be informed to Param Pujya Sahib Dada. Over a trunk call, those days to book an intercity call was through the telephone exchange, I narrated to Param Pujya Sahib Dada the entire incident with Pujya Stephanie, expecting an instant okay from Param Pujya Sahib Dada. Instead, there was a pause in our conversation, and thereafter Param Pujya Sahib Dada asked us to hold the abortion by a day and to call him back the next day. We did exactly that, and the next day, to our utter surprise, Param Pujya Sahib Dada instructed us to go ahead with the pregnancy. A million thoughts flashed in my mind that Pujya Stephanie could clearly see the future, had warned us not to have a second child, and yet Param Pujya Sahib Dada asked us to do the exact opposite. I thought, oh God, has Param Pujya Sahib Dada missed an important link? What to do? Should we still go ahead with the abortion? It is at that most vulnerable moment Param Pujya Sahib Dada gave us the strength to follow his agnya, and with a drag, we decided to go ahead with the pregnancy. After a few weeks, when medically abortion was no longer an option, hell started breaking loose on us. Anita started facing life-threatening medical problems, bleeding, piles, fluid drying, body unable to cope up. I went through the toughest spiritual crossroads. Is Puja Stephanie more powerful than Param Puja Sai Dada? Had we taken the right decision in following Param Puja Sai Dada's Agna instead of Puja Stephanie? Will Anita survive? What will I do with two kids without her? My life would be ruined. The only option was to pray, Swami Narayan, Swami Narayan, Swami Narayan. Each day of those 6 months, I visualized death and with shaking faith looked upon Param Puja Sai Dada. To me, there was no other solace other than Param Puja Sai Dada, as he had engulfed me in every aspect of my life. The D-Day came, and Param Puja Sai Dada still did not offer me the olive branch as Anita went through the toughest labor for about 10 hours followed by C-section. The baby was huge at 10 pounds in a tiny 4'11" frame and refused to be born. Truthfully, while I kept reciting Dhun, my subconscious mind was getting ready for the dreadful news. Such was my shallow thinking. At last, the baby was born, but in agony. Read it as the Guru's design testing times. Continued. The baby was born profusely bleeding with a 4-inch cut on her face as the doctor's knife pierced deeper than required, cutting the baby's face. The agony did not subside there. The baby had the most torrid, unhealthy first 12 months until her first birthday. The rest, as they say, is history. With Param Puja Sai Dada's blessings, the baby survived, as well as Anita. A few years later, I had an occasion to meet Puja Stephanie again in Mogri. She called me aside to say that while she was absolutely right in her prediction, however, in that one day when Param Puja Sai Dada asked me to hold the abortion, he prayed and changed the fate of the baby to be born. Param Puja Sai Dada never predicts the future, but his supremacy is such that what he states becomes the future. As I emote, it has been more than 3 decades now and the blessed baby, also referred to as Prapti, and my wife Anita are both besides me in the journey of uplifting our soul. And as if to complete the circle that began in the UK, with the sheer blessings of Param Puja Ashwin Dada, Prapti is presently pursuing her master's at the prestigious London Business School. The Gospel. While we are all mortals, in the journey to attain salvation with the blessings of our Guru, the key Gospels are: Param Puja Sai Dada is the Kartaharta, all-doer in our life, and equally true is that he is our Hitkari, well-wisher. In tough situations encountered in life, these are created by none other than Param Puja Sai Dada, only and only to give the necessary push towards the final destination. Just have unconditional faith in all that Sai Dada preaches. With Param Puja Sai Dada's blessings, we have all embarked on the journey to salvation, and there is no way that Param Puja Sai Dada is going to let go of us. So, it is in our interest that we follow his Agna to the T and shorten our journey in reaching the final destination at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Swaminarayan.